Boker Tov, and welcome back to our continued series of the study of Daf Yomi. We're on Vamot Daf Vav, and we're really right in the middle of a discussion. We're going to pick up a little bit further down than indicated by the page, further than previous podcast. We'll go to the line that begins In Hachinami, which is about six lines from the bottom. And what we had just mentioned was we had two different texts that indicated that Shabbat is protected from particular mitzvot aseh, from Kibbud Av V'Em and from Binyan Beit HaMikdash. And so because in the case of Kibbud Av V'Em, the Chilul Shabbat would not really provide the Kibbud Av V'Em, would just be the Hechsher Mitzvah. Therefore, I understand why it's not Docheh. So the Binyan Beit HaMikdash should be a good proof that it is Docheh. And that's why we need Aleha. The answer is no. Inachinavi, Yetshavtatai Tishmo, Mikdashi Tirao Lamali. So what do I need the pasuk for me? Ba'ilei l'chadetanya, yachol yitirei adam mikdash. It's somewhat homiletic, but then it's going to become halachic, which is that I might think that a person should fear the mikdash itself. That's why the Torah juxtaposes Shmirat Shabbat to the mikdash, not to tell you that mikdash is not doche Shabbat, because that's our general principle. And I'll say it's not going to be doche, alo tase shish bokareit. Rather, to teach you that Mirash Mirabavi, Shabbat and Mirash Mirabavi Mikdash, Shmirat Shabbat, Shmirat Mikdash. Mash Mirabavi Shabbat, Lo Mishabbat Atamid Yerel, Misha, he's here Allah Shabbat. It's not Shabbat that you fear, but you fear the one who commanded regarding Shabbat. Af Mirabavi Mikdash, the same thing about fear that's mentioned in the context of Mikdash. Lo Mikdash Atamid Yerel, Misha, he's here Allah Mikdash. It's not the Mikdash you fear. In other words, this is to make sure we avoid worshipping the Mikdash as its own entity. Rather, it is God. Now, parenthetically, we say, Ve'ezuhi mora Mikdash, this is really a sugi that belongs to Tzvachim and in Brachot. Lo yikaneis adam b'har abayit maklov min alov dato v'avaksha raglav. A person should not go up to har abayit with his walking stick and his shoes, money belt, and with dust on his feet. Lo yasenu kapandaria, he should not make it a shortcut. Rekika mikal v'chomer, and kal v'chomer should not spit there. Mainly, el bizman shebet mikdash kayam. So far, I only know when the mikdash is there, mora mikdash. Bizman she'ed bet mikdash kayam minayin. I'm going through this quickly because it's really not our subject, but include the issue. How do I know that even when the bet mikdash is not standing, we should still fear the place of the mikdash? Amalomar chavtatay tishmo mikdashi tirao. Again, our pasuk, mashmira hamura b'shabbat le'olam, from hamura mikdash le'olam. Just like Shabbat is forever, so Mikdash, the fear of Mikdash is forever. Good. So now we still don't have a pasuk that would indicate to us that generally an aseh is doche alat aseh, alav sheish bo karet, that we need aleha to block that in the case of Yibum. So we'll find another source. Perhaps you'd learn it from the explicit mention of the prohibition of burning on Shabbat. And let's clarify here. There is a general rule that we saw 2 days ago that called Davar Shayeh Bechlal, anything that was part of a general rule. V'yatza min haklal lameidin, it was accepted, and it was mentioned separately. Lo lameid al haklal al atzmo yatza, it's not there to teach just about itself, but rather about the entire klal. Now, that leads us to the following observation. The Torah says, lo tasa ko malacha, you're not allowed to do any malacha on Shabbat. It doesn't specify what those malachot are. There's one malacha that is specified, and that is in the pasuk we're about to see, which is pasuk number 2 on the page, beginning of Parshat Vayakel, lo tvaru esh, the isra of havara, of inflaming. That leads to a machloket. I pointed this out in the note on top of the page. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Natan is of the opinion that havara l'chalek yatzat, that havara is there to teach about all malachot, just like havara. If you just do havara, you chayev achatat. Similarly, any one of the 39 malachot is mechayev achatat. Don't think you have to do all of them in order to be chayav. That's Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Yossi says the lav yatzat, that it really is not going out to teach about the rest of the malachot, but really to be different. And that is that it is a lav she'ini makaret, that if you inflame on Shabbat, you're not chayav chatat karet, but rather makot. Now, so now that leads us, that's the introduction, that leads us to the next attempted proof. I would have thought to learn from Havara that Aseh is Docha Lot Aseh Shishimokarei. Tanur Rebbe Shmuel. Lo torish b'chomoshvotechem. He quotes the pasuk, you're not allowed to burn any fires b'chomoshvotechem. The wording is very bizarre because b'chomoshvotechem generally means in Eretz Yisrael. Matamonomar, either Rabbi Yossi Lav, either Rabbi Natan Chalek. Well, we know it. What the pasuk is there to teach us. It's there either to teach us that this one malacha is only a lav like Rabbi Yossi, or to teach us that each malacha stands on its own 2 feet like Rabbi Natan. Tanya havara lav yatzad of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Natan omer lachalek. V'amar Rava Tana moshavot kakashale. He said, what was the problem? He understands why the prohibition is mentioned differently. Each of Tana reads it differently. But why does it say b'chol moshvotechem? Moshavot, matam l'omar mechti shabbat chovat ha'gufi. Shabbat is something that has nothing to do with the land. Chovat ha'gufi m'agrim b'aretz ben mechutz l'aretz. Therefore, it exists in Israel, outside of Israel, equally. Moshavot, achatav rachmanam b'shabbat l'amali. So why does the Torah say b'chol moshvotechem? Yishum Rabbi Shmuel, amar tamid achad l'fi. So Rabbi Shmuel quoted a student who said, l'fi shenemar, l'chiyevi yishchet mavet, mishpat mavet v'humat. Take a look at Pasuk number 3, that you must execute someone immediately as soon as they're convicted. Shomeani ben b'chol ben Shabbat. Perhaps that means you execute him immediately, no matter when it is, even if it's Shabbat. Mani mekayim achalem motumat. So then when the Torah says in Pasuk number 4, that those who desecrate Shabbat are liable, b'shar malachot, chutz mitat petin. Maybe that means that we execute any time, and the Isur of Malach on Shabbat applies to everything except execution. Let's go the other way. Maybe the Torah means any Malach HaZasur, even Mitat Beitin. So how do I fulfill the Pasuk of execution? B'chol, below Shabbat. In other words, something has to give. Either Malachot of Shabbat have to have an asterisk say, except for execution, or execution has to have an asterisk that says, not on Shabbat. That's why it says Lo Tavar Weish Bechol Moshvotechem. Here Bechol Moshvotechem is not Eretz Yisrael, but rather Ulahalanu Omer Ve'Elachem Chukat Mishpat LeDorotechem Bechol Moshvotechem. This is at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, talking about the rules of dealing with murderers. Ma Moshvot Hamurot LaHalan BeBeitin. Moshvot there is a reference not to Eretz Yisrael but to the Beitin. Af Moshvot. So therefore, the prohibition of the Torah is not to burn a fire in the Beit Din, which means the execution should not take place on Shabbat. Now, what does that seem to indicate? That otherwise you would have felt that the assay of executing immediately would trump the lot assay of Malachan Shabbat, which includes Karet. So my love, Rabbi Natan, he damar l'chalek yatzdad. So doesn't this follow Rabbi Natan, who says that Lo Tava'aru is a regular Easter Shabbat with Karet, and nonetheless, if it weren't for the mention of Moshavot, I would have said that you do it on Shabbat? So Rabbi Yossi. So we'll say it's Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says Havara is a regular Lav, in which case the Torah is saying that the Beit Din does not execute and it does not trump the lav. But they have a number of Yossi. Now, of course, we could have attacked that by saying, well, if that's the case, then that would be a proof that Aseh is not Tochalot Aseh, as we said yesterday. But rather, they have a number of Yossi, so let's say it is Rabbi Yossi. Emer Dam Rabbi Yossi, Havar Lalav Yatzta. Right? That's Havara Gredita. When does Rabbi Yossi say that it's only a lav? When it's only inflaming. Havara the Beit Din, but when the Beit Din executes using Sreifa, Bishul Ptilahu, they actually cook up the lead piece that goes into the guy's mouth. Mali Bishul Ptilah, Mali Bishul Samanim. And Rav Sheshet says, Bishul is Bishul, cooking is cooking. So whether it's heating up an element, as the famous Rambam about heating up an element, heating up a metal is also Bishul, which means that even Rabbi Yossi would have to admit that when it comes to the execution in a Beit Din, that is an Isur Karet. So we cannot use this proof about Tmitat Beitin as our direction for explaining why we need Aleha. So we go back to Yibum itself. Sorry, we're not there yet. We're still on the issue of execution for Shabbat. He says, this Tana was not learning because of Dechiyah. That was not the direction he was taking. He was taking the direction of proving this via a Kal v'chomer. And V'hachi kamar, this is how it went. Mani mekai mechalei mochumat. In what case do I say that you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbat and the punishment is death? V'shar malachot chutz mitapetin. It's everything except for execution. Mitapetin dachya Shabbat. Mitar Beitin is done on Shabbat, Mikal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? Uma Avodah. This should remind us of the Kal v'chomer at the beginning of Megillah. Uma Avodah shi chamura. Avodah is very, very severe. It's so severe with Ocha Shabbat. We do it on Shabbat, even though it involves Malacha, like Shechting the Tamid. Ritzicha docha ota. Nonetheless, Ritzicha, meaning holding somebody accountable and convicting him and executing him if he's a murderer. Is docha avodah. How do I know? Shenemar mi'im mizbachita kachana lamut. That if someone grabs onto the altar, this is pasuk number 6. If somebody grabs onto the altar, you take him away from the altar and move him off. Which in another Gemara it seems it is understood to mean even if he's in the middle of the avodah, you take him away and you execute him. In other words, punishment is docha avodah. Avodah is docha Shabbat. Here's the Kal v'chomer. Shabbat shenchem me'avodah enodin shtei ritzicha docha ota. So certainly, execution should be docha Shabbat, if execution is docha avodah, and avodah is docha Shabbat. So my o eno tekamar. So then what was the other side of the Tana's equation? When he said o eno ela, they go the other way. Maybe Shabbat is all-inclusive, and execution has the asterisk of saying except for Shabbat. Hachikamar, kvurat meit mitzvah tochiach. Bearing a mate mitzvah will disprove the hierarchy, hierarchical thinking used in the Kal v'chomer. And let's see how it goes. Shadocha t'avodah v'ina docha t'ashabbat. After all, if a kohen is on his way to do the avodah and he sees a mate mitzvah on the ground, he has to bury him, even though he's going to become tamei. Nonetheless, you don't bury him on Shabbat. And then he turned around and said, you know what, maybe bearing a main mitzvah now via that same Kal v'chomer should be docha Shabbat. If avodah, which trumps Shabbat, and main mitzvah is docha avodah, because you're matame yourself to do that, mila achoto. That's learned from Pasuk. I didn't put this Pasuk on the page. This is the Pasuk in the context of Nazir. It says that a Nazir should not be Tameh to anybody, and then it lists certain people, and each one of them is learned as a Miut. And the Miut of Lachoto is Lachoto Udeino Mitameh Ava Mitameh Hu Lameid Mitzvah. Good. Shabbat Shinchem Yavodah Enodin Shteik Vuat Meid Mitzvah Dochauta. So certainly, if Shabbat is Ninchem Neavodah, certainly you should bury someone. After all, if bearing is docha avodah, certainly bearing is docha Shabbat. Tamaloma lo tvaru eish. Therefore, the pasuk says lo tvaru b'chol moshevoteichem. In other words, that that the Shabbat is not trump. Now, in our original thinking, we thought the equation of the Tana was not about this Kal v'chomer and which way the Kal v'chomer swings, but rather the issue of dechiyah. So, what was the o eno? What was the other side that he mentioned? The Torah says that anybody who violates Shabbat is liable. That it refers, that the thinking was that refers to everything except if he's involved in executing. That was his first thinking, that the assay of execution is docha the law of Shabbat. What was his conclusion? When is ase docha lo tase? When it's a stam lo tase. Lo tase shishbo kareg mishamad le dedachi. We don't have any precedent to say that ase is docha alav shishbo kareg. Right? And that's Shabbat. Hadram mar atu ase docha lo tase. And watch this reasoning. The lav lo tase chamur minei. Ka'ati ase vedachi le. Listen, let's be honest. If an ase is docha lo tase is certainly more chamur than ase. You're violating the law and actively. Nonetheless, the assay is docha. So then I would say, mali chumra zuta, mali chumra rabba. What do I care? I mean, why would I make a distinction between a something that's more severe than an asay by a little bit or by a lot. If a lotase is more severe than an asay, then and haraya, lotase is the only thing you can get makot for, rabbi chayv korban for, etc. Therefore, why would I make a distinction between a lotase great and a lotase sheishimo karet? Either way, my asay is being docha something that's more severe than it. Right? So there, that doesn't take us anywhere. Tamaloma lo tavaru. That's why it says lo tavaru, meaning there is a distinction, and I'm not docha alav sheishimo karet. Which means, by the way, that we still have no base assumption in the halacha that an asay is docha alav sheishimo karet, that I would need aleha to tell me in the case of yibum it's not so, which is back to square one. So now let's reassess where we are. Let's say the following: I'll eat starich. This now goes back to yibum. Salka daita chamina tehave high eshet ish davar shay bechlal v'yatzav nakol amed amed alatzvon yatzav amed alakol kulo yatzav. All right, we have the basic principle we saw 2 days ago. We just saw it in the context of havara, when something is part of a general rule. And then one example is given more information. We're given more information about one item in the group. That reflects not upon the item as an individual, but rather about all the members of the group. Now, eshet ach, the erva of your brother's wife, is an erva, isher karet, and yet the Torah says if they didn't have children, then there's a mitzvah of yibum, which means that eshet ach has now been mentioned specially among the list of arayot as having this unique feature. So we should say then, which teaches that all arayot are subject to being trumped by yibum, and therefore I need aleha. That's pretty good. Tanya, etc. And what's the example? Right, the pasuk in referring to a shlomim in pasuk number 7 on the page says that if somebody is tamei and they eat basar kodesh, they get karet. After all, shlamim are part of the general set of kodshim. So why are shlamim mentioned explicitly? In order to teach about all shlamim, about all kodshim, to tell you, ma shlamim yuchadim kodshim izbeach. What do we know that is a special characteristic of shlamim? They're kodshim mizbeach, which means they are kodshim that go on the mizbeach, as opposed to kodshim berakabayit, kodshim that are donated to the Beit HaMikdash but can never go on the Mizbeach. Avko kodshim Mizbeach. Therefore, if somebody is Tameh and they eat kodshim Mizbeach, they're chayav karet. Yatsu kodshim berakabayit. And what does that exclude? That teaches you that if somebody is Tameh and they touch something that was dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash, they're not chayav karet for that. Achanami. So we should say the same thing here. Ha'eshet ach b'chlal kol arayot hayta. After all, Eshet ach was one of the list of arayot. Why is the Eshet Ach mentioned explicitly in the case of Yibum? So just like Eshet Ach is suddenly loosened, the Isser is loosened and is permitted in the case where there's no children, so all Arayot should be that way. Meaning that if a man's wife's sister also is married to his brother, and the brother dies and they're childless, that Arva should also be trumped. So, Midami. Let's think about the comparison between Shlomim and Kodshim Izbeach. Shlomim is part of Kodshim Izbeach, and Eshet Ach is part of the greater group of Arayot. They're not comparable. Hatam Klal B'Isur Uprat B'Isur. In the case of Shlomim, general rule of Kodshim are Asur to eat when you're Tamei, and the specific is also Asur. Now we're given extra details to tell us, aha, here's the unique feature, it's Kodshim Izbeach. Hacha Klal B'Isur Uprat B'Heter, but here you can't say that. The klal is erva, which is asur. And the prat, the specific here, is when it goes against the klal. In other words, this one is now mutar. So the ilot, halodami, elo devarsha bechlal, yatzali doma devar chadash. This is another rule. And this rule is something that was bechlal, yatzali doma devar chadash. And suddenly, one item that's part of a group is given a new wrinkle. That's a sharach, a new wrinkle. What's the rule? You can never put it back into the group and have it, that new wrinkle, affect the rest of the group until the text explicitly puts it back. Tanya, what's the source? That's the rule. Something that was part of a group and then was accepted from the group, mentioned explicitly as a unique thing, and given a new wrinkle, something that's different, cannot then be returned to the group and affect the rest of the group until the text explicitly does so. And we'll see an example. Ketzad. This is a pasuk referring to the korbanot of a metzora after he is tahor, that the yishach the lamb in the same place that yishach the chatat and the olav. The lamb here is an asham. Kol makodesh. Why? Ki kachatat asham hula kohen. The text says that the asham is like a chatat. Now she'en tam lomar kachatat asham. There's no reason to say that. Because after all, the Asham of Metzorah has something unique to it that no other korban has, which is the Dom of Rachadash, but bo in yad u bo in regel haymanit. And that is, they take the blood of the Asham and before putting on the Mizbeach, put some of it on his thumb and on his big toe, right, and on the ear. Yacholu yeitam matan damim veimurim legamei Mizbeach. I might think that this Asham, the blood just goes elsewhere. It goes on the Metzorah, and it doesn't go on the Mizbeach at all. In other words, it is separated now from the group of Korbanot. Talmud Lomar ki chatat Hashem hu. That's why the text says that the Hashem is like a chatat. In other words, it brought it back to its group. Ma chatat ta'una matan damim ve'emurim legabe Mizbeach. Av Hashem ta'un matan damim ve'emurim legabe Mizbeach. So just like a chatat has to have the dam put on the Mizbeach and the emurim, the parts that are not eaten, put up on the Mizbeach, similarly the Hashem. Good. And if the Torah had not said kachatat Hashem and brought it back into the group, I might have thought that for whatever the Torah took it out of the group, took it out of the group, right? So therefore, Achanamia would have made the same conclusion. So only the Eshet Ach, whose mutter, the brother's wife, mutter, Sharaya Arayot Lo. So then I would have come to the conclusion of saying that other arayot are not lucid, which means, again, I don't need aleha, because all I know is that the eshet ach is mentioned separately. The eshet ach is trumped by the needs of yibum, but I have no reason to have that affect the rest of the arayot, because eshet ach was never pushed back into the group of arayot as the korban was. And therefore, I would have no reason to say that other arayot are trumped by Yibum. And therefore, again, I'm back at square one, and I have no need for aleha. This is a question that we've been dealing with for several dapim, and we will get to the conclusion of Yirtz Hashem in the next podcast. Everyone should have a wonderful